Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got this email.
Okay.
And, I don't know what I feel about this. I feel like almost everyone will be against me on this, but here goes. My boyfriend and I have been together for 2 years. In April, we had a baby and moved in together. He has a dog, a Siberian Husky, and I don't want to say that I hate dogs, but I definitely hate living in the same house as them. This particular breed sheds uncontrollably all year round, and I feel absolutely disgusted being in the house as it's always covered in dog hair, even though I clean and vacuum every single day. I have to wipe the hair off the couches before I can sit, wipe the hair off the stove before I can cook.
Mm-hmm.
There's even dog hair inside the refrigerator, and I'm tired of picking hair off of my three-month-old baby's clothes and out of her mouth. So the dog's 4 years old and has many years to go.
Sure.
I can't tolerate this for many years to come, and I feel like when I finally can't take it anymore, I'll end up moving out, separating our family over a dog. I know not many people will see where I'm coming from, and as there's more dog lovers than non, but a clean, comfortable feeling home is very important to me, and I will never have that with this dog. I brought this to my boyfriend's attention. He doesn't seem to have any solutions other than telling me to get used to it, but I can't. My only solution so far has been to turn our two-car garage into a man cave and keep the dog in there, not inside the house. Any other suggestions? Ugh.
Buy a lot of lint rollers.
644-9850. Have you been through this? Have you been through? I mean, obviously, you don't want to split up a family over a dog.
No, and family should trump everything. Some dogs are hairier than others. Dogs, in general, can be a bit of a nuisance if you're not into them. Because, well, they're dogs. They kind of get in your business. And some people love it. Some people, not so much.
I know
this dog specifically. My friend has a Siberian Husky.
Uh-huh.
The shedding factor is ridiculous. Like, this is a person that once a month has to completely replace their furnace vent. They have
to completely vacuum
the place, like, on a daily basis because the fur that comes off the dog. And in the summer, it seems to be worse.
Uh-huh.
It seems to, I don't know if the sweating makes it shed or who knows, but it's just crazy. And so the house is just a big fur ball.
So you're in the situation. What do you think she should do? 644-9850. I don't even know what advice to give her in this.
I mean,
it would drive me bananas. I mean, I know that when you have a baby in the house, you want it to be the cleanest environment ever.
Yeah. In my mind, Jan,
yeah,
the baby should win. The health of the baby.
Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, I was just calling in about the Siberian Husky they're talking about.
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, I have three Siberian Huskies of my own.
Okay.
And they do shed a lot. So there is, sometimes I'll put, you know, clothes on the dogs, and the clothes kind of keep the shedding inside of the fabric and not all over the place. And also regularly grooming them, you know, keeps the shedding to a minimum as well. You can take them to get blowouts.
I love that you take your dog to get blowouts.
Yeah,
that's a dog after my own heart.
Yeah,
same.
It's like a big snowstorm, you know?
Yeah.
You go in there, it's like you're in a snow globe.
So when you say you put clothes on your Siberian Husky, what kind of clothes? Like dog t-shirts?
Yeah, you can get dog t-shirts, or you can go to the store and just buy, like, regular kid rompers. So it kind of covers their entire body. They also make a full body shirt for certain dogs. They're supposed to help cool them down, but actually covers from their neck down to their ankles.
Literally, I wouldn't want to be there when you take that thing off, because it's got to be, like you said, like a blizzard.
I'm getting itchy just thinking about this. I Kiss 98.5. Do you have any suggestions for the woman with the Huskies?
It would be to take it to a groomer, and they actually have an undercoat brush that will get rid of the undercoat, which should help with the shedding.
Okay.
I know. I'm thinking that maybe they're not grooming the dog right if they're getting that much hair all over the place.
After a baby, she can't be grooming a dog at the same time.
Right.
The guy should, at least.
That stuff ain't cheap.
I wonder if he's not doing enough of the help in this situation with the dog. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Yes, hi. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Janet?
Good. So what do you think this girl should do with her situation?
Shave the dog.
Shave the dog?
Shave the dog.
Yes. I shave my dog.
What kind of dog do you have that you're shaving?
She's a mix. She's a mix between a black lab and a basset hound.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But what I do is every spring I shave her, and then as the hair grows back, when she starts shedding again, I shave her again.
Okay.
And that prevents all the hair from coming off, and I even shave my cat.
Wow, you're just shaving everything.
A lot of shaving going on.
So you've got a hairless household is what I'm hearing right now.
Well, because I couldn't live like that either.
Yeah.
And I am an animal lover.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But the hair drives me insane.
Well, when she said that she had to clean and vacuum every day, wipe the hair off the couches before she can sit.
When she said wipe the hair out of the fridge and the stove,
that was, and then get the hair out of the baby's mouth. That's when I was like, okay, we got to figure this out.
That's gross.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. What should the girl with the Siberian Husky and baby do?
The girl with Siberian Husky should not shave the dog. Okay. I work at Love Your Dog on Transit Road, and the Siberian Husky has that protective coat for a reason, so shaving your dog would not be advised, but consulting a groomer definitely is.
Sure. Do you know a good one?
Yes, Love Your Dog is where I go.
I'm kidding.
I love it.
Obviously,
so
you've got a great place.
I do. You guys do such a great job, and it's so how often should somebody be grooming a dog?
It depends on the dog. Now, a Siberian Husky, like she did say, they do have an undercoat shampoo, a shedless shampoo that does do wonders. But depending on the dog, can be 4 to 6 weeks. If it's a long-haired dog or a long-haired lab or a long-haired collie, just coming in for nail trim, stuff like that, to keep your dog routine maintenance is definitely something you should be doing.
Okay, awesome.
How often, when you say routine maintenance with a dog like that, in your experience, how often is that dog going in for the treatment?
A Siberian Husky should be coming in twice a year.
That doesn't sound very often.
No, that's not bad.
I was thinking weekly.
So I didn't get your name. Who am I talking to from Love Your Dog?
This is Sarah. I work reception.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
How are you? I'm good.
I just love you guys. You've been so good to Roxy. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you, and we love seeing Roxy.
Miss Tuts goes walking in there, like, as soon as we pull up, she knows it's her spa day time. Literally, she's like, bye, Mom. I got to go. I got stuff to do now. Yeah, you guys do a great job. Thanks for the advice. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What do you think the girl should do with the Siberian Husky and baby?
I do not think she should shave the dog.
Okay.
Yeah, don't shave the dog.
No, I have a Newfoundland and a St. Bernard, and we did it once with the Newfoundland, and... like this girl said, it's there for a reason. It's to protect them from the sun.
Right.
Do you think she should regularly get him groomed, and it will help a lot with the hair.
And what kind? You said a Saint Bernard and what?
Newfie.
A Newfoundland.
Whoa. Oh, like that's like hundreds of pounds of dog.
Size
in your
of a
house.
Horse.
My Newfoundland is 215 pounds, and my Saint's 212.
Do you have one of those things for your Saint Bernard that makes martinis?
I wish.
You should. I know, right? Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. So this girl has a Siberian Husky. It was her boyfriend's. They move in together because they have a baby. And now there's dog hair everywhere, and she's going crazy. Do you have advice?
Well, I am currently in the same situation. I have a 4-month-old baby, and I have a 5-year-old Siberian Husky.
Oh, my gosh.
So... I am, like, currently in the same situation, and you have to take your dog to get them groomed. You can absolutely not shave a Siberian Husky, though.
Okay.
I heard someone say something about shaving them.
Yeah.
And it's really bad for their skin because their hair is supposed to be long like that to protect them from the heat.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot shave them. But I take my dog to the laundromat in Kenmore.
Okay.
And
great
I,
name.
Like, the laundromat?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a cute place. But you can either have them groomed or you can groom them yourself. I do it myself, and they have, like, a de-shedding shampoo. And you have to, like, I have a vacuum, like a brush, a dog brush on the end of my vacuum, and I just vacuum all the hair out.
Now this is a game changer. What kind of vacuum do you have that's picking up that dog hair?
Okay, so I have a Dyson.
Oh, fancy.
There's a Dyson dog brush that connects on the end of it, and you brush the hair out, and instead of the hair like flying everywhere, it goes right into the vacuum.
Awesome.
It's amazing.
So
your baby
doesn't have dog hair on its mouth?
I mean, you really have to be careful.
That sounds like a yes to me. That sounded like a yes sometimes.
I try my best, but
I feel like you two girls need to move in together with the babies. Have like a double, you know, and then we'll put the boys and the dogs on the other side of the house and they can have visitation.
That sounds good to me.
I like that. See, we're solving problems on KISS. Hi, KISS 98.5. Who's this?
This is Heather.
Hi, Heather. So the problem is this girl's got a Siberian Husky and a baby, and the baby's covered in dog hair because this Husky is shedding so much. Do you have any advice?
So my mom's actually a dog groomer, and I used to bathe dogs for her. And believe it or not, she used to get a lot of hairy dogs. And the best solution is for her to take the dog to a groomer and get a very good de-shedding and blowout done. Mm-hmm. It takes, as long as the groomer actually does it the proper way, the dog will leave with no extra fur coming off of it whatsoever.
Wow, that's amazing.
So the blow dryer, what it does is if the bather is doing it the proper way, it blows all that extra hair out. So if she does that at least once or twice a year, the dog, believe it or not, will not shed as much. Mm-hmm. But another thing that helps with the shedding also is brushing. Even if her boyfriend brushes the dog every day, it will help so much with that shedding that it won't be all over the house.
Right. I feel like maybe, and I'm just guessing here, I feel like maybe the boyfriend isn't pulling his weight with taking care of this dog
How
and attending to it.
How dare you?
How dare I?
Assume that he's not pulling his weight, Jan. Other than you're probably right.
I'm just feeling like
you?
He's not attending to his
He's got the dog.
His
not.
Dog.
Yeah, he made the baby. It's all good.
Did
his part.
It looks like she needs to take a form of payment from him and take the dog to the groomer.
Mm-hmm. Hi, KISS. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sheila.
Sheila, can you relate?
I can relate because I have six pets in my house. I have five cats and a guinea pig.
Wow.
So I have a lot of hair in the house. But, I mean, for this woman, the dog existed prior to the relationship, so she knew the dog was around. But I would recommend going to the groomer. I mean, I have a person, and she's like super long hair, and I do take her to the groomer and shave her down, not completely to the skin, just like a trim.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, but with animals, the hair thing, I mean, buy some lint brushes, because I know Nick has cats, too, so they're on the countertop, my cats is on my refrigerator, and when I leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
They're on my kitchen table. I mean, you know, they sit in my bathroom sink. You know, they're everywhere. But I just, you know, groom them, brush them, and get that lint brush going.
Now, tell me how it happens that one ends up with... Tell me the story, the five cats story, because I have a
feeling...
Yeah,
one is reasonable, two is fun. Anything past that, you're in a losing battle.
There's always a story where there's one, then two, then three. How did it happen to you?
Ooh, okay. Let's see. I love Persians, so I went to a cat show, and I adopted I had a Persian, and he had a stroke, and then I went to another cat show and adopted the Persian. My boyfriend is a mailman in Niagara Falls, and there's a lot of stray cats in Niagara Falls, so we just pick one off of the street, and that was Ernie.
Okay.
My daughter was a youth volunteer at the SPCA. So that's how we got Henry, the guinea pig, first. And then Leo had eye anagenesis. He had his eyelids were still attached to his eyeballs, and he was kind of, he was expensive and people would have to take care of him. So I adopted him, and he had reconstructive eye surgery.
Of course.
So that he now has eyelids, and because he would sleep with his eyes open.
Oh my gosh.
The doctor said eventually he'll go blind because, you know, the dirt and the cornea and everything else will be damaged. And I said, not on my watch, he's not. And he had reconstructive eye surgery. And that, I mean, it was expensive, but he's so funny and he's so worth it. And then my daughter, when she was younger, she wanted a cow cat, you know, a black and white cat.
Oh, yeah.
So we adopted Elvis from the Buffalo Animal Shelter. So I've adopted from everywhere. So.
That's amazing, and literally you've got the best cat names in Buffalo. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Advice for the woman with a baby and a Siberian Husky.
I feel the same way as her. I hate having hair absolutely everywhere. That is the most annoying thing. So what I did, because I love animals, I got a teacup Yorkie Terrier. He does not shed. He has lots of hair, but he does not shed. I know in her case, she probably can't get rid of her dog, but in the future, for anybody that loves animals and does not like animals to shed, definitely get yourself a nice little teacup Yorkie that does not shed.
You have to tell me the name of your teacup Yorkie.
Oh, my God. My baby's name is Chewy, just like Chewbacca. Because if you look at him, he looks just like a Chewbacca. The only thing, he's only 3 pounds. And he is my baby, the love of my life. I got him a year ago when my mom passed away. And he has brought the most happiness, joy to my life. But again, I cut him myself at home. He does not shed any hair. He has the most softest, cutest hair ever. So if I can give anybody an advice about shedding or not wanting to deal with that, definitely get that type of dog where he's hyperallergenic. You don't have to worry about allergies or hairs being around.
I have a friend with the same dog, and she carries that dog in her pocket.
Yes.
Do you ever put that dog in a pocket?
Well, let me tell you, my baby's 3 pounds. He actually is mostly hair. When he gets wet, he looks like a little rat. But currently, right now, I have a small book bag in my car. I take him to Walmart.
I take
him to the mall.
Yes.
I literally take him everywhere. The only place I cannot take him, just so people don't complain, is restaurants.
Yeah, well, you know.
And that's even changing a lot.
Yeah, I bet there's a few restaurants that would gladly welcome your pup.
A lot of patios. When you go to the grocery store, do you think of what your Chewy would like too?
Well, actually, Chewy is so spoiled. I boil a lot of chicken for Chewy and different things, and I mix it up with his dry food. But like I said, this dog is the most happiest dog. My husband hates when I take him everywhere because we get so much attention only because he's so tiny and people think he's still a puppy, but he's full grown.
And Chewy sleeps between you two?
Well, actually, my husband does not like Brian to sleep in the bed with us, so he sleeps with my daughter, and he's literally just like a little baby. My daughter covers him, and that is her best friend.
Oh, I love that. That is an amazing story. Thank you for sharing. 644-9850. So here's this woman with this dog in her house. She has a baby with her boyfriend, and then they all move in together, but the Siberian Husky comes along, and it's been an issue. What would you do? Hi, Kiss 98.5.
So we got the Terminator, the brush. It was $40. It was a little expensive, and I'm like, I don't know if this is going to work. But I started brushing him, and all of the undercoat, like, just kept coming off. And it was the best $40 we have ever spent.
And it's called the Terminator?
The Terminator.
That's a great name for a brush.
Right? You can buy it at PetSmart. So we do that maybe three or four times a week, and all of the fur comes off.
All right.
The German Shepherd has a lot of fur, and I'm vacuuming every day, but I've seen a huge improvement. And I just think, you know, do your best to make it work, because watching a baby growing up with a dog and having that bond and having that responsibility is just such an important thing, and it warms your heart to see him have a best friend like that. So it's not worth getting rid of the dog.
I feel like she's got to kind of learn to merge the worlds and just welcome it all. And
that dog's going to sense that she doesn't like the dog, and that's just not going to be a good time.
Yeah, that's not good either.
Yeah. But if watching your baby growing up with the dog doesn't warm your heart, then I mean, I don't know what will.
And you don't have a heart.
And you're heartless. You're cold and heartless. I cannot wait to find
the Furminator.
The Furminator. I'm going to go look for that brush today. Thank you.
It's amazing. You're welcome.
All right. Good advice from everybody. Thanks for the calls.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.